This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you having problems, then a mail if I were you, show. Let's take the others, call them in. If you need some help, then you got nothing to fear, no. I'm looking for some unsolicited advice, cause a mugman took me off twice. And I just wanna get right in and let's try, but I'm scared I might have two juice. Who knew? If you having problems, then a mail if I were you, show. Let's take the others, call them in. You got nothing to fear.
Damn, Daniel, what do you think about that one?
That made me feel cool and sexy as I was listening to it.
You know, that was actually Lil Uzi Vert.
No chance.
Yeah, no chance. You're right.
We saw him. Remember when we saw Lil Uzi Vert?
No, when?
At that weird Adidas pop-up at the Row.
I don't remember that was Lil Uzi Vert. He had seemed so grown up.
Yeah, he was big Uzi Vert that night.
Damn, he'd Uzi come a long Vert. Way. Uzi, you're so big now.
Uzi, you're a regular size Uzi.
When I saw him, I thought it was a medium Uzi Vert.
I thought he was a koozie.
That one who wrote this theme song, his name is Michael. He's been listening, watching our stuff since the College Humor days. He wrote us a Lil Uzi Vert, Oh Wonders the Way It Goes beat. Hope we like it.
We did like it.
And if we liked it a lot, we can shout out his Spotify or Apple Music. He goes by the artist name Buku Hanna, and the song's called Something to You.
Okay.
It only has 550 listens so far and was hoping to get over 1,000 so I can get rid of that depressing under 1,000 thing on Spotify.
Yeah, yeah. Let's double that. Let's double his listens so he gets that, like, the K next to the name.
Is that what it is? I've never seen, like, songs on Spotify that have that little under 1,000. Is it, like, the opposite of a badge?
I don't know. Oh, I guess I'm thinking of SoundCloud. I don't know what it looks like on Spotify.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what it is. It's called, it's Buku Hanna, and the song's called Something to You.
Right.
So there we have it.
Right.
I guess he goes by the name MJ Colgate or Michael. So thanks, Michael. Colgate. I'll go Colgate.
Yeah.
Collegiate was way
that
wrong.
Makes sense. He is collegiate, though.
Yeah, he is collegiate, but that's unrelated to his name. This is the first podcast we're recording post my LASIK surgery.
Oh, yeah. You're not wearing glasses right now.
Today's the first day I'm trying to wear non-prescription glasses.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Describe them to me. Where did you get them?
I got them from Warby Parker, actually. Shout out to one of our sponsors.
No shit.
It was actually a funny story. I went glasses shopping with my parents, and my mom told the lady working at Warby Parker that I do Warby Parker ads on my podcast. And then I was kind of embarrassed because that lady had not heard of our podcast.
Right.
But then somebody else at Warby Parker is like, wait, are you Amir? And I said, yes. And my mom was like, see, everyone knows his podcast. And that lady used her friends and family discount on me.
Wow. So your mom embarrassing you saved you cash.
Yeah. And what happened there is that my mom clocked that and was like, okay, it doesn't matter if I embarrass anyone anymore. it ended up working. And so for the next however long, now I have carte blanche, green light access to embarrass to save
cash. She learned no lesson. In fact, you learned a lesson. Your mom will always embarrass you. And now she's going to double down.
That's right.
Anytime you guys go to like dinner, she's like, I think we might be able to get a friends and family here.
He has a podcast yelling at a chef in a kitchen. Hey, everyone. My jackass son has a fucking podcast.
What do you mean you don't listen to buckets?
Just holding a bus driver's steering wheel until he pays attention to me. Amir, tell him what the fucking podcast is called. Jesus Christ, it only cost $1.10. Why do we need a discount on that, mommy? Iman, no.
I no longer want to ride the public transportation with you, Ima.
Anyway, as it stands, I bought 3 glasses at Warby Parker. Going to try them out. But I will say that today's the first day where my eyes are feeling almost like I actually have glasses baked into them. It's been a slower recovery process than you let on.
Oh, interesting. Well, maybe you just didn't have eyes as strong as Zaddy.
Well, what it is like the worse your vision is, the more they correct it, the longer it takes to heal. So yours was like a very subtle, small prescription change. And I think mine
it was like the next day I was fine.
Right. Did you have residual dryness in the morning?
No, it felt like a tiny, tiny bit like blurry or like a light leak sort of happening, but it felt there was no dryness.
Did you have halos or nasal burning? A lot of nasal burning did you have where your sinuses burnt, where it was like you wake up choking?
You had corneal rosacea, I think, right?
Yeah, so I broke out in some sort of ocular hive where
had a receding pupil on the day.
So my pupil had a little leak and it sort of leaked out onto my eyelid. So it was like a dark black stain trickling down, almost like mascara running.
Truly, like you were crying soy. Looked like you were crying soy.
I was beefing soy. And then the way it worked is that the tears would flow up. I don't know if it was like an anti-gravity, post-LASIK, whatever the fuck. But the black, like tar, would leak up. It was almost like a horror film every night.
Yeah, well, because you had vertigo. You were upside down.
Yeah, so I sleep upside down and inside out. I had vertigo, right? That was correct. Mm. I had that ocular rosacea and I had that pupillary leakage. And so for the last, I got the LASIK on April 1st. It's the 17th now. Today's the first day where I can smell, hear, or talk.
That's awesome. And you're wearing the glasses and
Warbies.
Nice.
Yeah, they're called the Lucy.
The Lucy, because that's how your eyes feel in your head. Yeah. I saw on Instagram you lost one for a moment.
Yeah, I lost one ball
popping out.
I lost one ball entirely, and then the other one feels small and sort of like it's jingling
ball.
Around. It's like a gumball in a single gumball in a gumball machine almost.
You have one putty eye, don't you? They lost one and they made you sort of like a claymation eye because you didn't want the glass one. You couldn't afford the glass eye.
Yeah, and he took the putty out and he like rolled it on the Sunday funnies and then he put it back in. So like where one eye is, there's nothing, and then the other one looks like a spherical, like a Dilbert comic.
That's really funny.
Yeah,
it sounds like you like are hot now.
I forgot how to talk. I had forgotten how to talk, basically. So I'm relearning English.
Yeah, I had a voicemail from you, and you were screaming. I thought it was Hebrew, but maybe it was just...
I think it was Latin, because I was sort of... The way the LASIK worked is that it like brought me to a point where I was de-aging. So like I felt like I was living in like 300 CE for like a week and a half, but it felt like eternity.
And your follow-up was, they gave you like the little eye exam, and then also the doctor did an exorcism?
Yeah, so
he pulled the demons from your brain?
Yeah, he was able to like shove a crucifix so close to my brain that like a lot of the demons came out, but some of them were just so frightened by it that they've now like recessed even deeper into my corneal like ridge.
Because I saw on Avital's Instagram story, in the middle of the night, you were crawling on the ceiling and you turned and you hissed at her, but your eyes were just two black holes.
Yes.
Deep as a well.
Yeah, and you saw the veins on my face, right?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't even see your face. It was mostly veins and eye sockets. And again, you were on the ceiling. You had eaten your dog.
Yeah, I ate Luke,
right?
I consumed him because the Satan in my head that had controlled me post-LASIK told me to do so, and it felt as though his word was God and that I was doing his bidding.
Right, but now it's nice because you don't have to like put glasses on in the morning. You can kind of just go and
eat. So today I woke up and I was like, oh my God, like this is the first time where like I can read like the clock in my room and I don't have to like squint or anything. So that like felt really nice. And I was able to like,
oh yeah.
And I was able to like buy non-prescription sunglasses, which is like a cool little neat thing as well.
That's very nice.
So like, even though my recovery was a little slow, I'm happy that I have done it. And I'm excited to get to this point because a lot of people say it takes, you know, 2 to 4 to 6, sometimes 3 months to recover fully from LASIK.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's crazy.
So you didn't have like halos or anything?
I had.
Did you have any like, no, when you drive at night, it was like a little halo effect?
No, my side effects didn't sound like they were as severe as yours with
the demons. You know,
with the demon possession and the dog eating. I did have some like kind of light haloing during the day and some light sensitivity, but it only lasted for a day or two.
Yeah, I feared the halos because they reminded me of the angels that were coming to get me. I felt like, for whatever reason, I was like the spawn of Satan in some sort of bizarre way after the LASIK, and that those halos like represented another angel trying to save my life.
Well, you are the spawn of Satan.
Huh?
We're not recording a podcast. The devil is back. Eat your dog.
If you play that part backwards, that's what it says. But I look forward to keeping everyone updated abreast. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to treat glasses yet, but we'll find out together.
Mm-hmm.
But what is this? After all, this is an advice show. It's If I Were You, the only frickin' advice podcast hosted by two men with perfect vision. Neither of them the devil. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
And we got some good cues today. Your brother's going through, helping us out, trying to find the greatest questions we have.
That's right. Mike is on the case.
Has he let you know that this is a fun job for him? Is this an annoying job? Is he into it? Is he fast? Is he good?
I think he's good. I hadn't been paying attention, but I looked at our like good questions tab, and there's 300 in there.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn,
so
Daniel.
He's fucking doing it.
Yeah, but I look and they're all spam.
Right. Well, he's sort of just he's pulling the wool over our eyes. He's just invoicing us for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, he thinks this is a good question. Pier 1, 10% off Father's Day sale from
2016.
No, I don't want to talk about it. That's not a good question.
I'll come up with a name for a Pier 1 guy.
So this one is
let's call him Pierre.
This one is a receipt from the Goat app. He bought Yeezys using our credit card. He put that in the good questions, kind of like as a fuck you, I think.
As a fuck you. Yeah. Okay.
He has us bent over a fucking table, hand over fist, stealing cash from us, and he's leaving.
Right. I just got an alert on my phone from our bank. Did you buy tickets?
No, I didn't buy anything.
Tulum?
No, I didn't buy tickets to anywhere.
You didn't buy tickets to Tulum?
That must be Micah.
So I think, I don't know if I bought them, but I think
somebody didn't buy them.
Okay, I'm not trying to, I don't want to cover for him too much.
You are covering for him. You're standing
I think one
him.
Of the three of us, either me, you, or Micah bought tickets to Tulum. I'm
wasn't
sure it's
you.
For a good reason.
No way.
I'm sure it's for a good reason.
Yeah, the good reason is that he wants a vacation. Oh, here's another.
He probably needs.
Here's a good question email. I'll see you in Tulum, motherfuckers. So he's taunting us. He's taunting us.
I just got one. It's flight information.
Yeah.
He put it in good questions. I don't know why he's doing this.
Okay, so he did buy three tickets, one for me, you, and him, but he's the only one on the plane right now, I guess.
Oh, the flight's taking off.
He wanted us to pay for his flight, but we couldn't make it because we didn't know about it until it was too late.
So, yeah, that's why it's a write-off.
It's not a write-off.
That's good.
It's
a write-off.
It's not a write-off.
I'm happy for him.
I know you are, and I'm sad for us. Here's an actual good question he found.
All right.
This is from an Israeli man, so it seems. So we'll call him, I don't know, what's an Israeli name? Edon. E-D-O-N.
Nice.
Edon writes, I'm a 25-year-old man, and I have a son who is 4, whose mother I was engaged to up until recently. We signed up our boy for MMA classes, Haganah, an Israeli self-defense forces training. 6 months ago as a way to build his confidence, meet other kids, stay active, and he's absolutely killing it, making new friends left and right, learning to kick ass along the way. I've never felt more pride than when I'm watching him fucking throw down. But that's not where my problem is. His mother, my then fiance, sucked his sensei's black belt dick after a practice I didn't attend about a week ago. Then told me about it over ice cream that night after we put our son to bed. So the fiance told him about it?
I can't tell if, yes, yeah. I think that, but I don't know if it's like they were broken up and they, and this happened and they were like friends. I think that's more the vibe.
Got it. Obviously, I was blindsided and I lost it. Packed my shit and left that night, only to be forced to come face to face with this literal motherfucker 3 days later at practice. I approached him after the class while my son was playing with some of the other kids, and I told him I knew, and I asked him, "What the fuck, dude?" He answered with a smile and a, "What are you gonna do about it?" I didn't say anything and quickly left with my son. Seriously, what the fuck am I gonna do about it? My son, take my son away from the thing that he loves, ignore it, and have to watch this guy teach my boy different kicks while knowing he also kicked a load into my ex's throat? Oh my god. Or do I try to go toe-to-toe with a guy who's a black belt Israeli armed force trainer motherfucker fighting machine? My son has another class this week that I'm taking him to, and I'm panicking. I don't know what to do. And Amir's a chipmunk. Thanks. Whatever
That's
name
true.
You decide. So I guess he's not Israeli, but this this MMA Haganah teacher is.
That guy is definitely has thick eyebrows, a bald head, and is stacked.
Yeah, he's hairy and jacked for sure.
He's hairy everywhere except for the top of his head.
He could fucking throw down. There's nothing like a guy who's stronger than you teaching your son how to kick your ass.
And nutting into your wife's throat.
His words, not ours.
Right.
Oh, God. This is a real emasculating situation.
Right. That's like my biggest fear is like standing up for myself and someone saying, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. It's especially like, if the other guy's strong.
I already did what I was going to do about it. I was going to confront you. And we're going to have a war of words.
I thought you'd like fear that I was strong too.
Yeah. I felt like you might instantly back down, but if it's going to come to blows, I'm frightened of that outcome.
Fuck it. Let's do it the old-fashioned way. Who has more Twitter followers?
How about a battle of wits?
Quick, give me a topic and I'll wax philosophical or write a limerick of it.
I think I can make fun of your occupation because while you're strong, you can't be making much more money than I.
There once was a man who fucked my wife. He tried to ruin my life. He kicks you in the shins. Ah!
Takedown!
Oh, Danny, look away. Daddy's hurt.
I think that it was already the ex when this started. Is my theory. It would seem that if like they were this, if it's like straight up, the guy hooked up with your fiance, I just don't. That just doesn't seem like what's happening.
Yeah. It seems like they had broken up. Now they still hang out for the sake of the son.
Yeah.
And I guess the wife was kind of trolling him, saying, "By the way, I blew the sensei."
I'm blowing the sensei is really if like this guy did anything to fuck up the relationship, that's a really, really good way to get back at him. God,
isn't sensei I feel like that's specifically for like Asian martial arts. I don't know if like an Israeli self-defense guy is called a sensei.
What are they called?
I don't know. I just always assumed sensei was like karate, jujitsu.
Right. I don't know what the sensei would be in Israeli. That's your native tongue, though.
Yeah, I guess, unless everybody else just stole the belt system, they stole the gis, they
right.
stole
they have the
names.
Blacks. Yeah, they took everything, and then they just called it, what is it called, Haggadah?
No, not Haggadah, asshole. You piece of shit.
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga is a type of Israeli self-defense. This one is called Haganah, which is very close to Haggadah, which is it's very close to Passover.
It is close to Passover.
By the way, what are you doing for Passover? I forgot to ask.
I got two Passovers and Easter this weekend.
Wow.
That's the joy of being in an interfaith marriage.
So you got the Seder Friday, you got the Seder Saturday.
Friday and Saturday Seder.
You got the Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
Why don't you put a little Easter egg on the Seder plate? How's that for interfaith?
That's nice. Is chocolate kosher for Passover?
It is, yeah. Like,
okay.
You can have like chocolate matzah.
Yeah, so it works.
So you got
the matzah. It'll
be
an
egg.
You got
the candy eggs, and then you got the bitter herbs. You got the basket full of candy, and then you have parsley.
Easter is the strangest Christian holiday, just in terms of like the traditions. Like, it definitely makes sense, like what it is, what they're celebrating.
Jesus.
But like, yeah, like why on earth Easter bunny and chocolate eggs?
You got to appeal to the kids, I think.
Truly makes no sense.
Yeah, I think it's like kids are like, we don't want to learn about Jesus. And like, well, I will say that there's a bunny that gives you a chocolate.
Yeah. Christmas is, it's Jesus's birthday. You associate birthday with presents and sell it. Like it, that one just, it tracks. I know there's a fat guy from the North Pole with reindeer, and that's a little out there, but like, it still makes sense to me.
You have no notes.
No notes. Santa lives in the North Pole. He has a bunch of elves working for him. And he and his wife make a list of naughty and nice people.
Green light Christmas.
That's easy.
Ship it.
That's easy.
Done.
Done. Giant bunny dumping eggs for celebrating the day that Jesus came back from the dead. That one's harder. That one's harder.
I can't quite wrap my cock around that one, Jesus.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
I got a good one. I got a good way for him to get revenge.
Oh, please.
You got to act like you don't give a shit.
Okay. And that's it?
So the wife's like, I blew the sensei. And then you sort of laugh. You like act like, really, the fucking sensei? Nice, Sheila. Real fucking classy. Oh, God. Holy shit. What next? Are you going to eat out our freaking librarian? Nah, you're fine. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. I'm going to get another sundae, Sheila.
Yeah.
This one, maybe I'll have it with nuts. Oh!
The problem is this guy already got upset, packed up, and left. So it's hard for him to pull back around and be like, psych!
And confronted the teacher. I think he's got to go to the other. The only way he can come at this guy is to ruin his business. Okay?
Okay.
So he's not going to be able to take him out at the knees literally, but figuratively, you go around to all the other children. Or the other children's parents, not the children.
Hey. You know that guy blew my wife, right? I'm four.
Tyler, Cindy, Connor, come here. Come here, you tiny little munchkins. Let me tell you what your sensei did. He's actually not all that wise.
That black belt actually hides the cock he shoved down my fiance's throat.
Oh my good Lord. No, you go to the other parents and you say, I don't know what to tell you guys, but this guy he had an affair with my fiance. He's and then he bullied me. So I think we should go to another Haganah studio.
There's one just 12 miles down the road, and I think there's a Muay Thai clinic across the street, which I've been reading lots of good shit about. Also, I think I'm going to give this guy a 2-star Yelp review.
Yeah.
My son
so
loves the hell out of it, but
that's what you do. You,
my wife
you
blew make... him.
You know, Sheila. We were all at ice cream the other evening.
Yeah. Did you notice things got tense between us?
I left my milkshake on the counter and I stormed out. That's not like me.
You guys know that. I'm usually cool as a cucumber.
The other thing you could do is enroll yourself at another like jujitsu or boxing studio in your town. And then time he says, what are you going to do? You just drop him.
Because
he doesn't know that you've been training.
Yeah, that's like the sitcom answer. You take your own self-defense and you challenge him to a fight. All right.
You might not win, but at least like own it, like know it, holding your own a little bit, he'll respect you.
Yeah. Is it more respectable to fight and lose or to not fight at all?
I think to fight and lose is more respectable.
That's cool.
But like, to not fight at all, it's, I think, to like walk away entirely is less respectable, but like to walk away and form a new plan, that's respectable. Like, you know, you can't win when a black belt is like, what are you going to do about it? So you have to kind of go off and be like, what am I going to do about it? You can't just do nothing.
This is funny. Good luck, dude.
Oh yeah, there's also the notion that if they are broken up, it's fine. So think about that too, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's probably more than likely. That is kind of how he described it. So yeah. Get over it.
Yeah.
All right.
But this guy did act like a dick. All right, anyway, take a break.
Let's take a break. We'll thank some sponsors. We'll be back on the other side after this. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's right. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness?
It's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so it's fitness now. Yeah, it's more of a fitness now thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn, and I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than five. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross. Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Well, sort of. It's really only sort of, but I've been very, very into the show Queer Eye lately.
Mm.
And I highly recommend it.
Huh.
It's so good. It's so good. Everybody's already, I'm like the last person to discover it, but you haven't watched it.
I saw one episode and it was very sweet. It was a Southern man who was large, who got a nice little makeover to go after his old sweetheart who wasn't quite interested at the beginning of the episode.
And was she at the end?
At the end, she wanted to give him a date.
That's really nice. That's really nice. I've been watching season 3 and every single night I am crying. It's so touching and I love the show. It's great.
And are you crying because these people are in desperate need of a makeover? Or are you crying because you're realizing that you need to groom yourself in a different way and you just haven't even thought about moisturizing in that specific way?
I'm mostly crying, yeah, because I'm 33 and I only learned what a French tuck is.
You think you're going to pull that off?
I think I'm definitely going to start doing a French tuck.
Wow.
For sure, I'm going to start doing a French tuck.
With a French tuck, does that mean you have to wear like a jacket or a blazer that covers the back of it that hangs down low?
No, I think that you can like remove the shirt and have like a French tuck t-shirt, but I don't know. I'd have to ask Tan. Maybe I'll write in Tan.
Tan, quick question. Hi, yeah, no.
Hi, Tan, new fan.
I'm fairly stylish. I'm curious about this whole tucking your button up into the front of your jeans situation.
I'm willing to hear Karamo's answer as well.
Do you think you're going to upgrade from a t-shirt, jeans, hoodie style clothes?
Since I moved to New York, I spent the winter trying to be a little more like style conscious. In LA, you just wear the same thing every day because the weather is always good. So you don't really, I never really thought about what I was going to wear.
Like a cool jacket.
Yeah. So here I definitely have been thinking about wearing different jackets and shoes, but I've like, as the weather's been getting warmer and nicer, I've been kind of reverting back to just t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah.
But most of the time I don't usually wear hoodies. I usually wear like a collared shirt.
That's nice.
But I don't know if that's like fashionable. I think fashionable now is like that kind of like street work wear, big baggy pants that are like cuffed. I don't know if I can do that. That's not me.
Yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Would you ever wear the baggy pants? The baggy crop pants?
I mean, I assume I'll do everything that society eventually gets to. I didn't think I'd wear tight pants. I got tight. Now it's going looser. It's going box cut. It's going straight leg. So I assume I'll do that eventually.
It's really, yeah. Crop pants, cropped loose pants is like in. I just don't know if I can't imagine doing it.
Isn't it?
I guess I will.
Isn't
I remember thinking that like all the way, buttoning my shirt all the way was a bridge too far.
And now you can't stop.
Well, I don't do it anymore. But like, yeah, now like that seems like the least offensive fashion thing to me now.
Yeah. And then what kind of, are people still wearing really loose t-shirts with those, even though their pants are baggy, or are the t-shirts now getting tighter?
I guess it seems like the t-shirts are getting normal. Jackets are big.
Yeah. I've noticed a lot of like really, like especially in women's clothes, like, is this a jacket or like 20 yards of fucking fabric that you sort of shawl over yourself? It's like Game of Thrones chic. Yeah. It's a lot of fabric dangling down to the floor. The looser, the cooler.
Japanese streetwear has me wearing a sarong and a bathrobe.
And a little bit of sleet, though.
With a little bit of sleet, though.
So it's always snowing around you?
Wet sleet, bitch.
All right. We should also mention that our show in Chicago is getting close to selling out.
Yeah.
So another bit of unsolicited advice is to grab tickets to our show. Twinnovation is sold out. Doughboy's sold out. High and Mighty sold out. These shows are going fast. NADPOD's almost sold out, too.
We're close to selling out. I think we might sell out this week.
So go to headgum.com/live or jakeandamir.com to get tickets to all those shows. We're coming to Chicago June 14th, 15th, and 16th. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Great weekend. I cannot wait. It's going to be awesome.
All right. We got another question or two to get to. This one is from an American man who had the word CrossFit in his email. So why don't we call this guy, Blanco. I remember taking CrossFit years ago and Blanco was the most jacked instructor.
Oh, cool. Blanco. That's from like Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah. No, that's Blanca.
Oh, okay.
This guy was Blanco. And Blanco writes, Long story short, I've been with my girlfriend for almost a year now. We've taken several trips together, gone to Vegas a few times, but somehow she's always evaded the idea of hearing or knowing about her shitting. Obviously, I'm not one of those guys that thinks girls don't shit. I'm not a fucking idiot. But let me continue. One day recently, she came over to my place for a chill evening in. When she came over, she said she had to head to the bathroom, but that I can leave the TV on. Mm-hmm. So I left the TV on, and a few minutes later, I realized that she was definitely going number two. But, pun intended, she left the bathroom and didn't bother to make sure everything went down and stuck all over the inside of the toilet. She probably had a bad burrito or something. I don't know. So here's my dilemma. I went in to pee a few minutes later, and I saw shit all over, and I was like, "Da fuck? We are considering moving in together to my place. I've been to her place, and it's a shithole, so we're not going there, but I don't want my place to have shit-stained toilets like hers. I don't know how she can stand it at her place. Do I bring this up to her? How do I ask her nicely to clean up her literal shit after she takes a dump? I ended up using my toilet cleaner right on the spot where I went to pee just because I'm a clean freak and whatnot. Longtime fan, help me. Y'all save my week every week. I listen to your podcast on Monday morning commute and it makes it not suck as much, so thanks for that."
Yeah.
Wow. Do I bring up the fact that she has to clean up after her shit?
I don't, obviously, no. Like, of course you don't do that, right? Bud.
Yeah, she's probably very, very sensitive to this whole shitting issue where she's like, "You can leave the TV on. I'm just going to go to the bathroom." And then you go in 30 seconds later. "There's shit on the bowl. There's shit all over the bowl."
Christ, Sheila.
Oh, my God. Now I know why you wanted to leave the TV on. I mean, be you.
I think it's, I mean, it's not. It's definitely not worth bringing up days later. Like, you can't let something stew and then be like, "I'm gonna finally say something." I've reached a breaking point, because then you seem insane. You've been thinking about like a tiny little shit smear for like a week. You do have to call it out right from the bathroom as it happens. And if you miss that window, then it becomes weird and it's your fault.
Don't let the poo stew.
You can't stew with the poo. Don't stew the poo. Follow up. If you guys actually move in together, I don't think that this problem like prevents that from happening, obviously.
Yeah.
If you move in together and she's constantly leaving the bowl smeared, then as a roommate, you can be like, "Hey, wipe your shit." But you don't have to say it for the one time that she shit at your place. Because also, just doing it once doesn't mean that that's a habit. You've been with her for a long time, taking trips, and this is the first time it happened. I feel like she's probably shit around you before.
Yeah, or you could do it in like a cute way. So it's not like a rule. You can just be like, "I smell a duty. You left a little skid mark in the bowl. Whee!"
I mean, yeah, that's definitely one way. That's really cute. That'll...
P.U.
I don't...
Who's my little stinky queen? My little stink queen? You forgot to clean the bowl. You forgot to clean the bowl. You
this forgot is, to as clean you're shitting the bowl. As you're shitting on the kitchen table.
And this is what happens to dirty little girlfriends. Oops. Now I made a mess too, Shiva.
Poops, I shit it again on the bowl.
Shit it again with your fart.
No, you do have to clean the bowl, obviously.
Right.
Just going forward, that's why we have that giant Q-tip situation.
Sheila.
I would think that I would be afraid to bring it up days after, like you mentioned. She's probably very sensitive, scared, ashamed. But this is, you know, I'm sure she wants to be as clean as possible. She didn't do it on porpoise.
Nice.
She didn't see the skid marks and was like, whatever the fuck. Do you ever have to use that, what's that thing called? The toilet bowl cleaner?
Oh, like the toilet bowl brush?
Yeah, the brush. Are you using it as like a bi-weekly cleaning, or are you using it to like actually like get off some of the bowl duties?
I guess I guess both, but probably more so the bi-weekly cleaning. It's definitely, it's few and far between that I have to use it to clean off shit. I feel like I can usually do that with pee.
Oh, yeah. You just sort of treat it as like a little carnival game, using your pee to chip off the thing.
That's right.
And then after the after you use the brush, where are you cleaning that? Is that like in the sink, in the shower? You're doing that in the bath?
I'm done answering these questions.
Yeah. A lot of people just flush the toilet. They clean it with like the fresh toilet bowl water.
Huh?
They you use the brush and then they flush the toilet and then it's like, all right, now let me clean the brush with the clean toilet bowl water.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't do that?
Yeah, 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 yeah. You ever get the toilet with like the, what is that blue thing? Like the blue little syrup that sort of, it gets washed into the bowl every time you flush it. The blue. Ever remember those? I feel like those used to be a pretty popular thing.
It feels like you're like bombing at stand up or something.
Do you guys remember the, what is it?
What else? What else?
The box.
Yeah, you guys, you ever have a Roomba?
Yeah, remember those? They go around, they clean the floor. Blue syrup.
When those first came out, flipping through a notebook.
What else? What else? Sorry, this is just a suicide note. Hold on. All right, here we go. It's called 2,000 flushes. Is everything okay? Yeah, no, I'm fine.
I'm good.
Shit.
Hey, no heckling. Yeah. No heckling or I'll end it on stage. why did I come here?
I haven't seen the blue bowls that much anymore. I wonder if those were considered like bad for the environment or something.
Oh, I could definitely imagine that. Was that like something that you, like the toilet water would refill blue?
Yeah, it was all, it was like, that's what it was. It was, when you flush the toilet water, it would come out clear and then there would be something in the bowl that would turn it blue. And that's
seep
how you know.
It blue. And that was it getting clean. That definitely seems like it's really bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know why.
Yeah, because the ocean's already blue. I mean, how bad could it be?
And it was a really nice blue. That was a cerulean. Yeah, it looked like a Bermuda beach blue.
I mean, I literally would dip my toes in it and pretend I was like in a white sand beach.
Oh yeah, I would splash my face with it and just be like, oh man, to be in the Caribbean again.
To be blue again.
It's a pirate's life for me.
I feel like a good gag gift would be a brown one of those. It'd be a good like gag gift. So like every time you clean you flush your toilet and it's clean, the brown instead of the blue plus bleach. Yeah. So it's still clean, but it looks brown.
Yeah, like a prank. That'd be a really funny prank to play on your roommate. Like every time they flush their toilet, it would just fill up really, really nasty brown.
Yeah, or like golden. So it looks like chicken broth in there. So you flush the toilet, it's chicken broth. You plop in a little matzo ball in there. So it looks like every time I took a shit, it was a matzo ball. You cut up some carrots, celery, some onion, dill.
You would love to drink out of a toilet bowl.
Like egg noodles with like, it was like a hot toilet bowl with matzo ball soup.
I feel like if we produce something again, you would like us to have a perfectly clean toilet bowl with really clean water and you could drink out of it like as a set piece. Just so you would have like that feeling. Is that accurate? Would you like to do that?
What the fuck are you accusing me of right now?
I just think you
if
have...
If we
you
shoot have... something again, do I want a toilet there that I can drink out of? Is that what you're
obviously preoccupied with
me?
It. Yeah. You,
yes. Yes,
you
of can't... course I would like to drink out of a toilet next time we shoot something.
That's all right.
Why is that considered like... Why is this gotcha journalism? I'm admitting to it. I want to drink out of a fucking toilet.
Well, the problem...
There.
A prop toilet, right?
Oh yeah. What is that? Like a prop, like a fake toilet?
Oh no.
That works too.
Where are you right now?
I'm on a tub next to a bowl. Yeah.
And you're not eating or drinking anything from it, are you?
I'm having a sip. And I don't think
sip
it's
of
illegal.
What? Like a LaCroix or like you're yes. drinking from the toilet bowl.
Yes, like a LaCroix out of the toilet bowl. I'm having soda out of the bowl.
You poured a LaCroix. And what, at least is it a good flavor?
Yes, it's a fine flavor. It's fucking grapefruit, pamplemousse flavored.
That's the best one.
Yes.
All right.
And I'm bobbing for little nectarines at the bottom of it. Why are we like turning this into like this huge fucking witch hunt? This witch hoax.
It's not a hoax. You're saying that you're drinking out of a toilet. You said you're bobbing for nectarines.
It's a fucking witch hoax. It really is a witch hoax.
It's a witch hoax.
It's a fucking witch hoax.
Or a hoax. A witch hoax.
Yes, witch hoax. Witch hoax.
Which hoax are we talking about? Witch hoax.
Nice.
There you go. There you go.
Don't bring it up. You could still move in with her, and then you can disclose your affinity for keeping the toilet bowl absolutely clean, whether or not she's left shit stains in it, which probably won't be a recurring theme.
Yeah, though he did say that her place is kind of a shithole. So, like, if you talk about moving in together, you could talk about general cleanliness, and you don't have to be like, by the way, you left a shit stain on my toilet bowl.
That's good. So you say, oh, it's time we should talk about our third roommate. And she's like, wait, what? And he's like, I live with someone named General Cleanliness. Hoorah! All right, at ease, soldiers.
Salute thee!
I'm going to teach you a thing or two about toilet bowl maintenance, maggot. It's time for your basic training. I am General Cleanliness. I do really prefer that the toilet bowl doesn't have shit stains all over the inside of it. And you will drop and give me 20.
I don't know what I've been told. Someone left a streak in my bowl.
Nice.
Thank you.
Sound Thank you. Off.
Number two.
That's good. Yeah. That's really good, actually.
I know. It's like, that was like fucking sleeper good, but like, damn.
That's low key.
Jake Hurwitz was with the golden mic this episode. At the end of every episode, we have been giving each other the golden mic for the MVP. So I think this episode, what number is this?
378 or so.
So I guess for number 378, I will be taking home the golden mic for the episode.
Have I ever gotten a golden mic, do you think?
I think in episode, there was one episode where I didn't.
One episode?
I think in the early days, I missed an episode.
So,
and you hosted with Ben. So yeah. That was an episode where I didn't take the golden mic home.
I asked you if I've ever.
Yeah, you've never. No, of course, you've never taken it.
And you've went back it. And retroactively given out a golden mic for every single episode, and you've won it for every episode except for the one
every
episode
single time
you weren't in, and then the one episode that you weren't in, Ben got it.
I honestly, every single episode I've ever listened to, I have the line of the episode, and it's like crystal clear that I deserve the golden mic. I have 377, Ben has one.
And how many do I have? The golden mics, which is just given to somebody that had a funny line that episode. Do you think I've ever had
MVP,
a funny line?
Well, the MVP, because it's... I'm not saying you never had a funny line.
Yeah.
I didn't say you never had a funny line. I think
but
you're really
you
funny
think I'm 0 for 377 and having the funniest line.
0 for 378.
Yeah. Yeah. That's worse.
Yeah.
I'm not by the way,
better. I think you're funny. I think you're funny.
General Cleanliness was my joke, by the way. I did it for like a minute, and then you said, I don't know what I've been told. I want my toilet bowl. And then that got you the golden mic. Do you think that I deserve it a little bit for coming up with General Cleanliness?
I think this definitely you can't have two golden mics. I don't think you didn't do anything this episode. I think you were really funny this episode. I thought I was really strong. I thought General Cleanliness was like actually really good.
Yes,
I thought
and
you
that
had
was
some
me.
Really
that
good
was
stuff.
When I came up with General Cleanliness.
I know, but I really elevated it to the point where it was golden mic worthy.
And before that?
Before that, you came up with it. I'm not saying you didn't come up with it. I'm
give
saying
me the
we
fucking,
came up with it.
Give me the fucking silver mic then. Like I want, you have 380 fucking
there is no
trophies.
There is no silver. I would give you this. You absolutely, if I didn't do this episode and you had to do it by yourself, you'd have the golden mic. That's how funny you were this episode. You did a really good job. I don't know why you're upset.
I'm upset because you've declared yourself winner, which is this whole podcast has not been a competition up until now. And you've declared yourself winner of every episode.
Not every episode. Ben has.
Yes. No. Sorry. Every episode that you've been in, you think you have the golden mic, best fucking line of the show. And I don't
best
have
line,
anything.
MVP. It's not that you don't have any. You've done a lot of episodes of this podcast. You're a really great co-host. I feel like you think I'm attacking you.
You are.
I'm not. I'm saying you're awesome.
I came up with General Cleanliness.
We both came up with General Cleanliness because that was like
no way.
That's like shared IP at this
no
point.
No way.
So I might do like a General Cleanliness
shirt. Like a shirt, like
out.
Merch.
Yeah. So I'm going to sell a General Cleanliness tee.
This is fucking so beyond fucked for you to sell, to cut me out of the merch game.
Yeah.
I, by the way, I was the one who said
well,
that.
Well, I
like,
came
we
up
should...
with it. Do you feel like you... You feel like you should be able to sell my IP?
Yes.
I don't think that's fair. I think you're a really good co-host. I think you're awesome at the podcast. I wouldn't be able to do it without you.
Thank you.
For real.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I think when it comes to funniest lines, MVP status, Golden Podcast Awards, like Golden Mic Awards, that's my game. That's my shit. And that's where I am. That's the level that I'm playing at.
You're not letting me say one thing. Can we open it up to the public where like people can vote on who they think is the gold? If you think it's so unequivocal, unanimous that you've won every single one,
Not every single one. I don't know why you keep on saying every single one, because Ben won one.
Okay, of 380, Ben Schwartz won one of less than 1%. You've won 99.7%, and I've won zero. Not one of them. I'm saying let's let the audience decide. Maybe there's someone out there that disagrees with you. Maybe our fans think I won the Golden Mic for one episode.
Yeah, if there's an episode where everyone thinks that you won the Golden Mic, I'm willing to review that. I'm not willing to concede it. I'm willing to talk about it. I'm willing to revisit that episode.
Will you revisit it this week if they all say yes?
On the general cleanliness? I don't think I can let that one go because I stand to make a lot of money off of the general cleanliness merch.
The merch.
The t-shirt, the cartoon, the song.
The song?
And I think I'm going to do a book.
What? You're doing a book.
Well, General Cleanliness is a really fucking cool character.
All you said was General Cleanliness. I turned it into a character.
I did the song.
No. Yeah. Yeah, you did the song.
That's my IP. And honestly, I would share it if you had gotten the Golden Mic this episode, but I have the Golden Mic, so I just don't think it's worthwhile.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, cool. I'm really happy that we do this podcast together. I think you're super funny, and I think you're awesome, man.
Thank you.
All right, but let's call it here because you have to edit this and post it and promote it on Twitter and Instagram and stuff. Yeah. You have a lot of work to do. You have a lot of work to do, bud.
Yeah. It's Passover, so I have to try to get it up today. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You'll spend time with your family.
I will. No, yeah. I'll spend time with my family afterwards.
I like that. Let's call it here. I think that's a great idea. You want to do work and that you've got to get it done before your family time and you want to call it here.
Yeah.
Awesome. I agree with you. Thanks, man.
If you have your own emails, what's the email address again?
I don't freaking know, man.
It's ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Theme song submissions. Do you remember the email address? I just said it.
Gmail.com.
There is no email.com. It's at gmail.com.
Right. @gmail.com.
And what else do we need? We need theme song submissions, do you think?
You said theme song submissions and questions. And if you want to give me the attaboy for winning the Golden Mic this week, you can tweet at me or follow me on Instagram and just say, good job on the Golden Mic this week. If you're interested in if you're interested in hearing General Cleanliness's exploits and adventures, follow General Cleanliness on General Cleanliness Gram and General Cleanliness on Twitter. And I have a Kickstarter for General Cleanliness.
No, I'm not letting you do a Kickstarter for General Cleanliness. You're not doing a Kickstarter for General Cleanliness.
He's this general that's just...
I know what he is, because I fucking came up with him. I came up with fucking General Cleanliness. You can't do a Kickstarter. Don't you explain what he is to me. Do not explain what he is to me.
He kind of looks like Mr. Clean with a scar.
That's what I was imagining too, actually.
Cool.
Yeah, I really wanted him to be like Mr. Clean with a scarf.
Well, that's my IP now.
Opening theme song was written by MJ Colgate. Closing one was written by Luke McDonald. It's a uh, It's a cover of a song I don't quite know, but maybe you guys can recognize it. His Insta is at Luke_before_you_forget-about-me. That's a long one. That's a long one. I don't blame you guys for not following Luke. Thanks to Luke. Thanks to MJ. Thanks to you guys. Thanks to the Golden Mike Award winner for being on this podcast with me.
Thanks for recognizing that.
I gave you a lot, and you're acting like you deserve it. Your thank you was so flippant. You acted like it was something that you expected / deserved.
I really am. I'm humbled by my.
No, you're not.
My 377th Golden Mike. I can't believe this unprecedented streak has gone on this long. Honestly, at this point, I'm not even trying to win it every week. I would love to. I would love to like share the wealth and spread that around. But
thank you.
Maybe one of these weeks.
I'll take it next week if you want to give me an honorary one for striking out for 380 in a row.
I can't help it.
All right. I'll see you next week. Thanks, guys.
Hey there, everybody. Jake here, a.k.a. The Golden Boy, proud winner of this past week's Golden Mike Award. Man, thank you. Thank you so much for the honor. Truly, it really is. It's astounding. It really is. I'm humbled and I'm awestruck. And I'm cheesed by the whole entire thing. I'm right chuffed about it. So thank you very much. I just wanted to let you guys know that you can actually purchase your very own General Cleanliness Tea. It's really something. It's really cool. Store.headgum.com. I swear to God, there's actually a t-shirt that you can buy, own, and proudly wear at store.headgum.com. All proceeds will go directly to the winner of the Golden Mike Award, which actually, I guess this week and for many weeks past, happens to be me, which is pretty neat. Thank you again for the honor and for the cash, and for wearing the tea and letting Amir know who's the man. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. Ciao.
You've been waiting so long. They're here to answer your call. They know that they shouldn't have had you waiting at all. They've been so busy, but they've been thinking about how they want to answer your email. If I were you, now, it's a podcast, gonna tell you what to do now. Baby, tell me some advice. If I were you, now, it's a podcast, gonna tell you what to do now. Baby, tell me some advice.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. Why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.